The U.S. administrator in Iraq has ordered the dissolution of the country's armed forces and security organizations that supported Saddam Hussein's regime. Paul Bremer also disbanded the Ministry of Defense and announced a new Iraqi corps will be formed in the near future. That's described as the first step toward reconstituting the Iraqi military. In all, some 400,000 Iraqis may be out of work. NPR's Christopher Joyce is in Baghdad. Isn't all this moot, Chris? I thought we had been watching the dissolution of the Iraqi armed forces.
Well, they haven't disappeared entirely, and if you ask them, they would tell you that they still need to be paid. And in fact, it's not a permanent dissolution. For the moment, the Republican Guard and, of course, the Ministry of Defense will be gone, and the famous security institutions, the Mukhabarat and the other institutions, are going to be gone. And the regular army is going, and all their property is going to pass on to the coalition. But this is about 300,000 soldiers and a lot of other civil servants. They will get a month's pay at termination. And the U.S. authorities say that they will create a new army. And so many of these soldiers do have a future in the new army. It will be under civilian leadership, however. And soldiers below the rank of colonel are qualified for that, but those above will apparently not be part of the new armed services.
I imagine there's a lot of anxiety among Iraqi soldiers about this.
Anxiety, to say the very least. I mean, I haven't had a chance to talk to them since this announcement, but a couple of days ago, I ran into a crowd, an angry crowd of Iraqi soldiers, and they were demonstrating out in front of the Republican Palace where the U.S. authorities are headquartered, and they were making it very clear that they needed to be paid. They have families. Many of them are disabled. They're not getting their disability payments. And you can say that, you know, these are people who may have suffered the most. Many of them were conscripts. They had no love for Saddam Hussein. As far as the new army is concerned, there's no word as to when it will be mustered up, but it's likely to be a lot leaner than the previous army, which was quite huge, and it will also be depoliticized because apparently no Ba'ath Party members will be allowed to join the new army.
Yeah, what about this roundup of the thousands of rank-and-file members of the Ba'ath Party?
The U.S. is taking names, I guess you could say. With every few days, they dig deeper into the Ba'ath Party. This is a theme, that the de-Ba'athification theme that Paul Bremer has been pounding away almost every day. What he's done already is remove top Ba'ath Party officials from the ministries, including a few that the U.S. government installed and then with some embarrassment remove. And now, apparently, the U.S. authorities want all Ba'ath Party members to come forward and identify themselves and be recorded. That's going to be a pretty tall order because just about anybody in this country who wanted to get ahead during the Saddam regime had to join the party. So that's hundreds of thousands of people.
What's the state of security in Baghdad right now?
Well, it's still a little dicey in Baghdad, but there's a potential improvement. Today, they're supposed to begin the de-weaponization of the population. That means that all automatic weapons are to be handed in. That's AK-47s, which sell for $100, and rocket-propelled launchers. People can keep their pistols and rifles, but a lot of people certainly are looking forward to seeing that happen.
NPR's Christopher Joyce in Baghdad.